Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Well, you know, when you go to the deli, are you scared of the deli people?
Why would you be scared of the deli people?
Well, it could be those little hair gnats. It's one thing. It's just kind of scary.
They give you great food and delicious sandwiches. Why would you be afraid of someone?
I'll explain. So in Italy, four people were hospitalized after a fight in the deli department of a supermarket broke out.
Wow.
Now, they had the ambulance come, a whole bunch of stuff. Witnesses say the fight started when the customer complained that the ham slices cut by the clerk were too thick.
Okay. I can see that complaint, yeah. But all you do is tell them you'd like them recut thinner, right?
Well, I actually tell them the cut to put it on when I tell them, and a lot of times they'll hold it up going, is this good enough?
Yeah, so, yeah. But you know what you notice? They roll their eyes when you're like, well, do you mind shaving that ham for me?
Well, like, when you ask for shaved ham, yes. I don't think they like that
they
at all.
They don't like that. They roll their eyes.
Yes.
And then, or like, you know, you want some shaved bologna.
Like, they just rolled your eyes when you said bologna.
Yeah, you just scared me.
I know.
They just ask you not to come back.
You started the fight.
I know.
It's bologna.
I know. I do say bologna.
It's that guy in America. He started it.
Yeah. But do you do the deli, or does your wife do most of the deli shopping for you?
Oh, I mean, I get sandwiches sometimes. I don't as much get just the meat, but I usually will just have my sandwich made there.
Okay.
Like if you go to Publix Deli, they'll just make it right there. I think those are already pre-cut, though.
But that's why they do offer you a slice of whatever they've cut to make sure it is thick or thin or however you want it specifically.
I think it's also to make sure that you think it tastes right, because there's different, like, you know, peppercorn cracked, blah, 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 and Sicilian flavored, and so you make sure it tastes right, because I think you can see if it's sliced right or not.
No.
Not necessarily,
because their back is to you and you can't see it, so they'll come to you and say, is this how thin
or thick? Where do you get it cut at? Oh, not at Publix. At Publix, they cut it, and it's between you and them. The machine is.
Yeah, sometimes. Well, but
sometimes.
But I mean, there's other kinds of grocery stores here in the upstate.
Well, sure, but I'm just saying. But she's saying they won't see it. I'm saying there's other kinds of grocery stores.
They turn their back to me, and I tell, number two cut, please. And a lot of times, there's sometimes they have like a little diagram.
One, two, three, four.
I guess I'm confused when Hawk said offer it to you. Are you just saying hold it up, or are you saying give them a bite?
Sometimes they hand it right to you and say, would you like this?
Yes,
is this okay? And you're like, no, a little thicker, please, and thank you.
Yeah, and then you eat it.
I never eat it.
I rarely.
I turn it down.
And then, of course, the thickness, too, it's kind of like when you go try on clothes. It's like, you know, some number twos don't fit like number twos, or number fours fit like number fours, or 14s fit like 14s.
I see why this fight broke out now.
Yeah, exactly.
Some people are a lot pickier than me at the deli.
Oh, well, sure.
I'm like, meat, okay.
Well, when you are making a sandwich, it's different than when you're ordering a pound of roast beef or something like that.
You say you want a pound of shaved ham, you're going to get an eye roll every time.
Yeah. That's a lot of work.
I am too scared to order it shaved.
Me too.
I would rather have it shaved,
but
I normally just get the number two, please.
Because they're like, okay.
It's going to take a while. Just go ahead and shop.
Yeah, you come back in 30 minutes.
Now, that's the machines they do manually. There are some stores I've seen that they'll put the meat on there and crank it up, and that machine goes by itself.
Oh, really?
That's what they need.
And that's what they really need, especially that's where I'll go to get shaved ham. You don't get the eye roll. Yeah.
Now, when they shave it, do they put the whiskers in a separate bag?
They do. They'll put that in a separate bag for you.
This is what started the fight.
If you want shaved ham like that, I don't want to eat a sandwich at your house.
I don't want that ham.
But I will say, when I walk up to the deli, I feel like I'm walking into the cafeteria at school.
Yeah.
So you get a little scared of the lunch lady.
Yeah.
Oh, man, but the food in the cafeteria at school was nothing like the deli.
Do you always take a number when you walk up to the deli, or do you kind of just take it for granted that if there's only a couple of people, you're going to be next?
We don't have numbers.
I don't have a number.
I don't have numbers.
Okay.
There are a lot of different stores in the area.
Where do you go, Heidi?
Publix and Ingles.
Publix, you just get in line, I thought.
Well,
not the way Heidi does. Heidi's been getting a number for years.
She goes, I got your number.
She goes over to the section where they have those little stick-on letters for your mailbox. She's like, I'm number three. Yeah.
This is what started the fight, isn't it?
It is.
He's like waiting there. They've not called my number.
Who knew there could be so many ways to get into a fight at a deli?
Yeah, I know. I know.
Who knew?
And I'm going grocery shopping today.
Yeah, that's not even talking about the cheese yet.
Oh, don't cut the cheese. Yeah. That'll start a fight.
Or the bread. Pinch a loaf.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.